Okay, you ready to start the show?
I am.
Because, woo, child. All right. Here we go. It's showtime.
Ooh, we don't run from the truth. Ooh, we don't fake the healing.
We heal it.
It's a revolution.
Glory.
Amen. Let him use it in. Let him use it. Let him use it.
Come on. Where the praise break at? Where is it at? Oh, you Lord. Know what? I actually do have a praise break song. We just going to have to give God some praise and glory because we made it. We made it another Amen. Week, girl.
Amen.
We made another 2 weeks. Okay.
Amen. Still here. Still here on this side of the living. You know?
We still here.
Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal that shit, y'all. We are taking everything that we have learned, child, over these past decades of life, and we are amplifying it for a new year of transformation. This is not just a podcast anymore. This is a revolution in healing. So whether you are a longtime listener or this is your first episode, child, strap in for the shenanigans and for the conversation and get ready for some life-changing exchanges.
Come on. Because we've learned something powerful over the past year. When we share our truth, we give others permission to do the same. We've created this space for the truth seekers, the change agents, and anyone ready to do the work. Because let's be honest, real change happens when we stop hiding and we start healing.
So whether you are here to work through your own journey or you're here to learn from ours, you're in the right place. We are about to get real, get deep, and most importantly, get results.
Okay, so let's buckle up. Okay, strap in, grab your favorite drink, and let's heal that shit together.
I always be late on my drink, but there it is. What's up, y'all? So my name is Kimberland Jackson. I am an educational advocate and activist and consultant. Specifically, I'm a school improvement specialist. So I support teachers and administrators in creating culturally competent schools that are safe for all of the stakeholders that have to walk into those buildings. I am a visionary and motivational speaker. I'm also a scientist, in particular, a biologist who has specialties of trauma-informed practices and brain research and neuroscience and all of those types of things. I'm also a virtual producer and network executive. I am the founder of Intuitive Melanated Life Coaches. I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I am a professional frolicker, and I also am an immigrant who lives in Medellin, Colombia. I have lived outside the U.S. since October of 2021. I actually just celebrated my 4-year anniversary on October 9th. 9th. And I'm also a host and podcaster. So what's up? Hi. Nice to meet you.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Clock it, girl. Clock it. And you added new things to your intro, girl. You better tell the people about all the different things that you do, fixing the climate and culture and stuff. Okay. My name is Bianca Goolsby, and I am a digital strategist, a consultant, an education activist, and a certified snitch.
Snitch.
Yes, indeed. I am an investigator and a receipt collector, so put some respect on my name. Thanks. I am also the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and we heal. I am also an intuitive melanated life coach in these streets and a digital nomad currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. And I tell you, boy, I love being able to travel wherever there's Wi-Fi with my laptop. Okay. The purpose of my journey is to help others find their own path to freedom and fulfillment and to do that fearlessly. Okay? Okay. Amen. So speaking of freedom, fulfillment, and doing it fearlessly, I just want to uplift that in this space here, okay, we operate by the three keys. Okay, let me tell you what they are. Accountability, transparency, and integrity. So before we go further, just want to make sure that we're clear about expectations of what you can expect from us and what we expect from you. Mm-hmm. What you can expect from us is to honor the three keys. We're going to keep it real. We're going to speak freely, and we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. So I'm telling you this. So if you have little listeners, you might want to have some headphones, some AirPods, or maybe not. That's your business. But we're going to speak freely in this space and what we expect from you. Hate speech, hate comments, not over here, out of here, okay? We are a part of the Block and Be Blessed ministry, so engage with intention or get escorted to the block, pew! Mm-hmm. And also, we want you to go on this journey with us. We're not the experts, but we are facilitating these conversations. And we want you to participate and to go on this journey and bring people with you. Because together, we're committed to doing the work to heal. Uh-huh. What updates you got for us, girl?
So I want to make sure that everybody knows how to communicate with us out here in these virtual streets. We do that through emojis. Our collective emoji for this space is the heart with the bandage wrapped around it. That is how we know that you are a part of our universe here at Heal That Shit. So if you're watching now during the live premiere, or if you are watching in the replay, just go ahead and pause and put us some hearts with the bandage wrapped around it into the comments. That's a way to give like super love. I see you. I know you. We in this together. We also have individual emojis that represent us, and you can also feel free to share those as well. My emojis are the sunflower and the crayon. The sunflower because yellow is my favorite color. It reminds me of the sun. It brings me joy. Also, sunflowers are the symbol for invisible disabilities, and as someone who is neurodivergent and who lives with all sorts of neurodivergences that you cannot see on the surface, I'm becoming a fierce activist for those of us who live with those invisible disabilities. The crayon is my emoji because it was a time in my life that was very black and white. And I made a conscious decision to color the fuck out of my life. And that is the mission that I've been on of being intentional with joy and curating joy at a soul level and doing things that bring joy and peace to my spirit. So those are my emojis. Go ahead and tell them yours, please.
Yes, indeed. You better color the fuck out this life, girl. Okay, so as y'all can see and tell, I am in heaven with my armor, my teddy bear suit. Okay, this makes me feel very, very comfortable. Okay. So for those of you that have seen Charlie Brown and you've seen the character that always carries the blanket and it makes them feel safe and seen with the blanket. Okay. Well, this is my outfit that makes me feel safe and seen. Okay. So with that being said, teddy bear is my emoji because I'm so warm and cuddly. Also, don't poke it because I can't be a grizzly. Okay. And the hands that form the heart, the journey with my heart and the story and the obstacles of having my heart reconstructed in more ways than one is definitely a story in a book that I'm on the way of writing about. And I am just very grateful to just say that I am loved, that I am in love, that my heart is doing what it needs to do. And I'm very grateful that even with this pacemaker, it is going the way that it needs to, even with all the obstacles. So I thank God for still being here, for me to still be able to use my voice to advocate for others and to advocate for myself. So those are my emojis, the teddy bear and the hands that form the heart.
Amen. So again, you can drop those into the comments, into the chat, and let us know that you see us, hear us, feel us, are here with us, all of that. Also want to uplift that if you are... If you are wanting to consume our content, you can do that in two ways. You can do that through podcast platforms. So on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the places where podcasts live, as well as YouTube. And on YouTube, we also have our visuals. So if you want to come and see our beautiful faces and Bianca's bear helmet and all of the things, feel free to come on over to YouTube at Heal That Shit. All right. So that's it with our updates. Let's go ahead and do our spirit check. And we do this spirit check every episode because we want to be intentional about making sure that we are taking time to actually search our spirits and figure out what we are feeling. We do that through a color-coded system. So I'm going to share the screen here so that we all are able to see that system. So we have four colors that are here, and these represent different aspects of life. We are going to model what this looks like by doing our own spirit check, and you can feel free to chime in. Again, if you're watching during our live premiere, you can chime in the live chat. If you are watching during the replay, please take a moment to ask yourself how your spirit is feeling. So the four colors, the first of which is green. I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. So that is our scale here. All right. It's on me, right? To start first. Okay. So today I am feeling so... My heart is definitely a bright, vibrant, sparkly blue. And I think there is a green. So if you can imagine like the center, the majority of the center is like really, really, really just sparkly, sparkly, vibrant blue. Think glitter. Think reflection, dazzles. It's actually giving kind of like a Tiffany blue, if that means anything to you, what that color looks like. And then there's
she royalty. Okay.
There's a green, a big, thick green heart around the center of, around the perimeter. And it is also pretty dazzling. So again, giving glitter and sparkles and things. And then on the very outside of that, I think is a purple thin outline that kind of holds it all together. So again, that purple thin outline, I'm okay, things could be better at the very perimeter. Then there's this green, I'm absolutely wonderful, life is great. And at the center of it, I'm good, I don't have any complaints, all very sparkly and shiny, looking like dazzling diamonds in the sky.
Ooh. Ooh, that sounds real fancy. I can't wait till we get to the transparency moment so you could talk about this. Because what's tea, girl? What's tea? Okay, glitter. Sparkle, sparkle. Okay. Well, I would say that I am a very vibrant blue, like a beautiful blue color. And I see like one spot of it, though. There's like a purple that's there, and it's like, it's a heart shape, like it's a heart within a heart. So the main portion of my heart is blue, and then on the side is a little small little purple heart there. On the big blue heart, I do see like sparkles of like the green that make it very vibrant, if you will. But they're like speckles. So absolutely wonderful. Life is great in these areas where it's speckling, you know. And then the part where the purple heart, there's some sparkles, but there's some yellow there. Like I'm not doing so well. I need support because I'm just watching the news and the things that are going on. And it's like, as a person who likes to fix and solve problems and realizing that you can't fix and solve some of this, you are literally mentally spinning in a way that if you're not careful, you can start really blaming yourself and putting yourself into mental turmoil because of decisions that you don't have direct control of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I would describe my heart in the spirit check.
Yeah. So we're going to get right back to that so that you can color in some of those lines. But again, please do take an intentional moment, just even as Bianca was just mentioning about consuming the news cycle, and just there is a lot that's going on. There's been a lot that's going on. So it is a good practice to be able to name what you are feeling. It doesn't mean you have to do anything with it. It really just is. So a motto that I have for my own personal life is curiosity over judgment. So just get curious about what you're feeling as opposed to worrying about, now that I feel this, what do I do? Nothing. Just honor the fact that you feel it, because that is one of the first steps into helping to ground yourself in the times that we are living in right now. So having said that, the times that we are living in right now, I know that you have been up to a lot. I have not really been watching the news for real. So in some ways, I'm very disconnected intentionally from some of the things that are happening, but I can only imagine what you have been fielding over there. So I'm curious of what's going on and what's been going on.
Girl, my inbox is in shambles. My inbox is in shambles for a multitude of things. And to give context for the folks that might be watching this for the first time and might not know the position where I sit and how I receive information. At the top of the show, I said that I'm a certified snitch and an investigator. And people will reach out to me because of things and issues that are happening. And in some cases, they need support, a safe space, or a whistle to be blown. And in some cases, depending on what the factors are, I will blow that whistle and demand accountability. Where it goes from there depends on the case, but I do my best effort to try to address the things that are happening in the sectors and areas that I'm passionate about, which happens to be education. I have worked with the 7th largest school district in the United States. And so I have a special love and care for Hillsborough County Public Schools because there are people that still are employed there that I love, that are subjected to the things that are sent to me in my inbox. And when I tell you, it is so demoralizing to see educators not being paid their worth. It is very frustrating to see policy by lawmakers who haven't stepped a pinky toe in the classroom, probably couldn't even go through the credentialing process to be in the classroom, and have no experience to know what it's really like to be an educator, making policy decisions that are not just impacting the educators, but the children. Mm-hmm. And it's having a ripple effect. And I have shared data and highlighted that our literacy rate is at a crisis level. Our math proficiency is at a crisis level. And I'm watching TikToks from different areas where children are doing a spelling test in first grade. And I want to be able to insert a clip where children can't spell.
Okay. Today, the curriculum had my first graders, I teach first grade, had them do a spelling assessment, okay? First grade spelling assessment, high frequency words. I'm going to show you how it went. I'm going to show you my higher level kids. Then I'm going to show you the rest of the multitude. And then you let me know what I'm supposed to do, rather, or what can we do, or I don't know. I'm not really sure. So, yep, I'm going to show you. Okay, this is my higher level kid. So this is obviously my highest kid, okay? She literally got one wrong. Then I have this kid who had the right letters, switched them around, but only 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 wrong out of 10, which is not bad. You can see the words. You can kind of figure out what the words are. This one was getting here. Skipped a few. We can see where it kind of goes down, but we can understand, right? We can understand this might be appropriate. This might be the level that first graders are supposed to be on. What is it? Month 2, maybe. All right, now prepare yourself. I'm going to show you otherwise. Are we ready? This is what it looks like for my lower level kids who barely know how to spell their names. We're struggling. We just have some letters here. We don't understand, do we? We don't understand, do we? You can clearly see the shift. You can clearly, you know, we can, like, letters, I don't know, hieroglyphics going on here. Yeah, guys, like, this part, like, you know, you would never be able to tell what words I told them to spell based on just looking at this. Yeah. So again, this versus this, and it's only what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in this bunch, and it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in that bunch. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know really how to group them. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this information because the information is telling me only about 5 kids can spell high frequency words. Mind you, the curriculum does high frequency words every day. We're supposed to go over them. I think we go over them every day or like every other day. Yeah, but this is my reality. Half of my kids don't know how to spell their names. They can't recognize their names. Yeah. And to throw in there, I do have EL students. Most of my students are EL. About 11 are EL, I believe in. So this is my reality. I really don't know what to do. I just needed somebody else to see what I saw. Yeah, so.
They can't write properly.
Well, you know, they took spelling out for a while. Like, they stopped teaching them how to spell, and they were just having them do things phonetically. So that's why we would get, for a while, we got people who didn't understand, like, and my degree is in biology. I want to be clear. I'm a science teacher. I do not teach language arts. But, like, the different blends of letters, for instance, like, the kids didn't have that because they took that out of the curriculum.
They took out a lot of phonics and then implemented sight words, which was just memorization and recalling and guessing. But mm-hmm. to see these mm-hmm. videos, to see these things that are happening, to see the headlines that are sent to me of being like, do you see this? Another child brought a firearm to school. This child's 15 years old. This child's 16 years old. Well, where are the children getting all these guns from? And why aren't parents checking the backpack? There were several school districts in the state of Florida that was dealing with a bomb threat today. They said it was a hoax, but it was multiple school districts in the state of Florida today that had to go through this process of verifying to make sure that it wasn't a real threat. On top of that, on the national side of things, you have the Department of Education completely getting rid of essential services for children who have special disabilities and getting rid of the ESC department, getting rid of essential workers that are necessary and vital to help with the education of our children, educating our children. And you have teachers that want a safe space to just talk, but they can't just talk because free speech ain't free. And depending on what they say, they'll be subject to go to the Office of Professional Standards so that they can have a conversation about what they posted on their personal Facebook page, on their personal time, to their personal friends. I received so many messages about Elvis Piggott and the things that he's been doing in the community and saying, and that has been wild. And folks wanted me to report and talk about it. And you know what? There's really not too much to say about that. I want the justice system to play out the way that it needs to. Then you have people coming out with think pieces saying that he's not perfect and, you know, we're going to stand by him and support him and this, that, and third. And I'm like, oh. So y'all just forgot all the stuff that he, y'all got it. You got it. I ain't saying nothing. I'm in a different city, a different state, and a different country. Y'all got it. You won't hear a peep out of me. Believe that, because I'm going to protect my peace. And so as I was preparing for Morning Tea and Allegations that I record on Wednesdays, that now I'm altering the schedule of when I even want to produce this content, I was like, you know what? I'm going to save my voice today. I'm going to save it for Heal That Shit, because there's a lot of healing that I have to do from the stuff that happened in Tampa and why I mm-hmm. feel the way that I feel about certain matters when mm-hmm. I'm not there anymore. And people have made it very clear that I don't live there anymore and that I am considered a quote unquote outsider. So I'm going to see myself outside and I'll be in South America and I'll be living my life in peace and advocating in the way that is best for me and showing up the best way that I can. But when I tell you they are coming in Hillsborough County with having the lowest performing schools, mind you, the lowest performing schools in the state, and now you're going to have charter schools that are going to have access to go all up and through there. They just closed Just Elementary, and there was a whole bunch of controversy about that. Well, guess who's going to be entering that property, which is prime real estate, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the goal the whole time with Just and then even with Blake. And not to get too deep down the Tampa rabbit hole, because we probably need to do a whole another situation with that, with everything that's happening. But just for those of you, because we know that you all watch, you know, from all over the country and all over the world, As Bianca mentioned, Hillsborough County Public Schools in Tampa, Florida is the seventh largest school district in the United States. So a lot of the things that we have seen and are seeing, it's a testing ground for things that happen in other places. So actually next week, I'm going to be talking about Tampa on The Frolicking Truth and coloring in the lines about that it was 2019. Well, it actually wasn't, because when was your article written? Was that 2018? That was 2019. It was 2019. Mm-hmm. So that 2019, 2020, that 1 year, woo-wee, that was a year. That was a year. So I'm going to be talking about it next week, because I even said earlier today, I said, I got to catch up with Bianca, because I know, you know, that stuff has just been going absolutely wild in the district. And to your point of y'all got it, very much understood. Very much understood. And I was very much there. You know, I popped back in to say, remember when I told y'all people don't be sitting right in my spirit? Okay. One day y'all gonna learn to listen to me. I literally popped in just to say that and shared the article and was like, y'all can make the conclusions y'all want to make, but y'all remember I had told you? Okay. Because we still have children who can't read. We still have places where kids are being shipped all over the county in order to, quote unquote, make things more accessible while also not. Like, there's still so much foundational stuff that's happening that nobody is caring about because they want to attach themselves to these pseudo emergency headlines that, you know, I equate it to being an ambulance chaser. And so it really is highly concerning, the things that are happening. And I just kind of wanted to contextualize that for y'all, because you do kind of have to have some background information to understand. But also, we invite you to Google, because there are articles that have been written. There are news stories that have been written. If you Google either one of us, Tampa, Florida, school board, like all of that is going to bring up things. But I said all that to say, I'm glad that you're protecting your peace. You know, I know it's something I always ask you about, because I know once you say I'm ready to accept stories, experiences, blah, 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 whatever, that people are going to flood your channels, you know? And so I'm always asking, like, how are you managing it? And what does that look like? Because it is a balance, you know? This is the last thing I'm going to say before I'd like for you to answer that, is I had made a video the other day. I haven't posted it yet, but I basically was talking about my psychologist had told me I need to stop caring so much. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I don't know how to not care. And especially when it comes to situations like this, of thinking about children that are supposed to be getting an education and they're walking into these places being harmed because the adults are so busy doing whatever foolishness that they're doing that nobody is caring about the kids. So then we have children that are growing up. Now they have to heal from this trauma because the adults were too busy doing whatever that they were doing to worry about the kids. So it is incredibly frustrating when the work that we do is really to protect the kids and protect kids that neither one of us have, and for people to be like, shut up and get in your place, or, you know, you don't have a right to speak on this or that. No worries. Y'all got it. Because the amount of things that Bianca has sacrificed, the amount of peace that has been sacrificed, the amount of hours and hours that we have spent advocating for people and children and teachers for free. Y'all got it. So how are you protecting your peace? What does that look like?
So while my inbox was pretty extensive, I only prioritized the folks that were in my Patreon. So that was one of the things. Like, if you're not invested in being a part of the safe space that I've created for my advocacy, then I am not entitled, I'm not obligated to respond back, to give you commentary or feedback or even receipts. I had someone text me and was like, "Hey, sorry so late. I hope all is well. Do you have the receipt of X, Y, and Z?" I haven't talked to you since June of 2022.
That's pure audacity right there.
So I've also am very mindful of the energy that I extend now, because usually I would take that personally and be like, and I don't. You know what I did? I created the receipt. I linked it to my Google Drive. I put it to a link to my website, and I'm tracking it. I see every time somebody clicks that link. I know how many times that link is clicked and where it's clicked from. Mm. So even empowering myself a little bit better of knowing how I'm giving access to things and being able to track the access and where it goes. And so I am protecting my peace in that. I also recognize that people like mess. And, you know, at one point, I like mess too. And I think that was one of the reasons why Morning Tea and Allegations was very successful, was because it was a lot of mess and a lot of things that were covered up that needed to be exposed. And I'm glad that I came in there like a wrecking ball. But I do have a different energy about myself now. I do carry myself. I am a much calmer person than I was back then. So I think that there were people that wanted the theatrics and the performance of it all and the love and hip hop type of style that I gave the content regarding certain matters that I don't have the energy for nor desire to. People are going to experience their accountability, and I hope that you reap what you sow.
Period.
So outside of just dealing with the complexities of advocacy, right, and holding space for different people in their different walks of life, not even just on the advocacy tip, but business tip. And I tell you, I've been so deeply entrenched with work, with helping people with their social media marketing and their business strategy. And like, I'm grateful for the business. I'm grateful for the growth, but there are people that are dealing with real life crisis and fires that need assistance and support. And sometimes their business is their only way out. And when that happens, they're not in a position where they can really be free to dream, because it's about survival. And I know how that feels. I know what that looks like. And so when I continue to uplift about strategy meets purpose, I mean that, because there are folks that really just need a safe space to just strategize so that they can align with their purpose and that they can live the dreams that they want and have freedom and fulfillment and do that fearlessly. Mm-hmm. So I've been deep in my bag. I got a couple more songs and then the album going to be done. I had said only one more, but the track list keeps growing. So
you got a bonus track.
You know, so it's been really good to make music, and it's been really good to be able to create and to design and to be able to hear the impacts that I have on a global scale. And that feels really, really good and comforting. So in the midst of the chaos, all is well. I'm very grateful and thankful. And I'm wondering how you've been doing in these streets, girl, because I'm just trying to get to where the sparkle's at, girl. What's the tea, girl? What's the tea?
Well, I wanted to say I'm grateful that you are, you know, choosing yourself and putting systems in place to be able to protect your peace and give yourself an opportunity to do work that is meaningful and work that you can track the impact of the work that you're doing. As far as strategy meets purpose, I definitely agree with you that it is time to activate that. So, you know, that's, again, just a matter of planning that out and getting that scheduled. But I also am very much seeing a time right now where people are reaching towards either established businesses or skill sets that they have to be able to actually generate lives that they want to be living in and not the lives that we were forced into because some billionaires sat somewhere and dreamed up a world where we all get to make them rich. So it definitely is, even in saying that, an act of revolution to be able to empower people to see the road. And to that point, shifting over into myself, I've really been, the biggest project that I've been working on is restructuring the Patreon, because that Minding My Black Ass Business and everything that started with Minding My Black Ass Business was birthed out of me leaving the U.S., the things that had happened and were happening in education, and highlighting that information. And then basically, like, and I'm about to be Minding My Black Ass Business again. Y'all got it, right? And that has since shifted into being this universe where we are able to exchange information and share resources and develop pathways for people to be able to find a way out and to find safe community.
What if the thing you've always called too much was the exact thing God designed on purpose? This is for the ones who've always known they were different. Too sensitive, too loud, too knowing, too intuitive, too woo-woo. But what if your sensitivity is actually your superpower? What if your intuition was your inheritance? Discover Your Destiny is a 10-week sacred journey back to yourself. We explore the design of your soul, your spiritual gifts, and the unique way that God speaks to you. This isn't church. It's not a rule book. It's not a performance. It's the moment you stop chasing approval and start walking in divine alignment. You'll gain clarity, language, and confidence around who you are and what you are here on the earth to do. You'll learn the real voice of God. And if you feel called to go on to become a certified intuitive melanated life coach, this is where that path begins. There are two ways to enter this sacred container: the Destiny Track, full investments and coaching experience, or the Divine Exchange Track, where internship meets soul work. You'll support podcasting, content creation, or brand development behind the scenes while learning how your unique gifts benefit the collective. Your knowing isn't a flaw. It's the fingerprint of God. This is your invitation, and I hope that you'll answer.
So I've been really thinking a lot about what that looked like and sounded like, and finally have gotten things organized in the way that I want. So changed the name of the Patreon to The Archive. And basically the whole sentiment is that they're erasing history every damn day. So this is our space to be able to capture what is happening right now in this space and time, and to be able to archive those things for ourselves so that they don't go away. So each person that comes into the Patreon is a keeper, and you decide what you're a keeper of. Are you a keeper of recipes? Are you a keeper of family stories, songs, jokes, pop culture, education? Like, what are the things that you are passionate about that you want to keep? And then there are different collections within there where those things might live. So there's the sunflower path, which is healing and plant medicine and tending to your spirit. And then there's the change corridor, which is activism and education. And these are the ways that we need to show up and organize. And then there is the inner circle, which is the area where you can find out all things about the founder, who is me. So that's where all my stuff will live. And so all of these different collections are places that people can go and access. So I've been working on that. And it has been such a big lift when I say the sparkles, because this is stuff that's been in my head for a very long time, and I didn't have the words or the way to be able to make it make sense. So being able to finally make it make sense starts to basically feel like if you build it, they will come. You know, like, okay, now we got the infrastructure ready. All right, let's tell the people, because for only $5, you get to come in here and experience all these different pathways and understandings and resources. And this is what I'm watching on, you know, TV or YouTube, or this is a video about this, or this is a resource we found out about this. I had a friend of mine from college came to visit over the weekend, and we went out to dinner, and it was literally like a visitation. Like, God was like, go check on her, go pull up on her right quick, and let her know that people are paying attention. Because I never know when I talk to people, especially people that I have known, how much they know about my current life and, you know, the things that I've experienced. I just never know. So he was like, what you been up to? And I was like, I don't know what you know. Like, I have no idea what you know. But in that conversation, we landed at mental health. And one of the things that we were talking about, as we've talked about here in this space, is creating the healing directory, where we have mental health specialists who are committed to our people. Because one of the concerns right now with mental health specialists, and particularly licensed mental health specialists, is that people who are experiencing natural emotions such as hopelessness or feeling like the world is crumbling in front of their faces. And so because of that, they are having these large paradigm shifts or in deep depressions or what have you. It's not safe for them to share those things with their mental health specialists, because mental health specialists are working on behalf of the government. Some, not all, are working on behalf of the government to have people committed, because mental health has now been criminalized, having mental illnesses. And struggling with addiction or struggling with homelessness, like things of this nature have all been criminalized. So one of the things that Bianca and I have been talking about is making sure that we have a directory of safe people who are willing to be a safety net to catch people whose worlds are crumbling, because we are going to see more and more of that. It is happening. The United States is currently in a civil war situation, turned upon itself type situation. We've already discussed the things happening in education, healthcare. The government is shut down. Don't nobody care about it. Like, it's a lot that's going on, and it's only going to escalate. So once people start to see and understand what's happening, then you wind up having a mental health crisis, because everything is a lie and you realize that everything was a lie. So how do you process that, right? We have to have mental health specialists that are able to care for those people. And we have to have healers who are in place to support the mental health specialists who are showing up to care for the people. So we were having that conversation, and it just really made me feel very much aligned and inspired, and knowing that you're not the only one who sees the things, right? Because I, again, have been talking about this stuff for years now and trying to figure out how to position myself and people that I know, to be in place to be able to support others, hence intuitive melanated life coaches, having life coaches in every aspect of life, because there are people in every aspect of life. Like, all of these pieces are starting to come together and align, and it just feels so, like, not to be, sound too spiritual or whatever, but it feels like a God moment. Like, it really feels like God has been like, okay, all right, yes, uh-huh. Great. So we got that in motion. Excellent. Now, this is the next project. So now we're going to work on this. Like you mentioned, homeschooling and things of that, I think is probably going to be the next biggest project that's going to be happening. But it feels, I feel accomplished. I feel encouraged. I feel like, God is present even in the midst of the chaos and the confusion, that if we're able to ground ourselves and look towards the truth and people who are showing up to help to guide, that we can guide ourselves through this. The other part of that, and where that purple outline, if you will, comes, is just the continuous acceptance that everybody's not going to get it. Everybody's not going to get it. And we just hope that we left enough breadcrumbs so that when they do get it, that they can follow the path to be able to help support themselves. So it really is, you know, I talk about documentation all the time. Like, it really is, it changes the way that I am communicating, because I realize, yes, I'm talking to people right now, but we're really talking to people in the future that are going to be doing the research to understand how they got to where they are. And they're going to be looking up, what the hell were they talking about in 2025 when all of this was happening? Like, what were they saying? So thinking about being intentional with timestamps and, like, this is what's happening, and giving context. I also, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I also had connected with this guy that lives in Slovenia in Europe. And we were talking about, he was watching the podcast, and he was telling me how they don't really get a lot of information about what's happening in the U.S. So he was saying, for someone who is not from the U.S., he was telling me, he said, I appreciated that you gave context to what was happening, because there is a lot of context that is behind the things that are happening. And if you don't have the context, it does not make sense. So he was like, thank you for taking a moment to give context, because everybody might not know. And definitely in the future, they're not gonna know what the context was if we don't provide it. So I really appreciated that opportunity to have feedback as well, because I think we have to be really aware of what we are doing, you know, and showing up every week, every other week to have these episodes, whether it's Morning Tea and Allegations or the Frolicking Truth or Heal That Shit Here. Showing up to do this is an act of revolution. And this is us saying, you know, this is what's happening. This is what we stand for. This is also what we are doing to support ourselves as activists in this work. So that's what the things are about for me.
Yes, indeed. Well, I did see that you were making different chats, because anytime that there's a chat created, I got an email. So my email was like, and I was like, all right, I see little baby in here doing some stuff at Patreon. But I didn't recognize that you changed the name and created different sub-communities within it. I think that's dope. I'm proud of you for getting that done. You've been talking about this for some time now. So to hear you explain it and being like, this is what it's going to be, I'm very happy to hear that. And I know that you're proud too. As it relates to you providing context and documenting, I wholeheartedly feel that. And also, I do think that there needs to be some type of text to the podcast mic too, because there's a lot out here that is being said that I don't necessarily think needs to be said. And especially if it's wrong, it's harmful and not true.
Gracias.
Sorry.
¿Cómo? Oh, un momento.
Hold on. I'm so sorry.
A few moments later.
So sorry for that interruption. The gas had gone out on the shower, which means that the shower is cold. And yeah, so that had to get changed. So thank
emergency.
You.
Emergency. It's an emergency.
For giving me that moment to make sure that I have some hot water. He wanted to check before he left to make sure that everything was good. So they took care of that. Do you remember what you were saying before I had to step away?
Yeah. So, one, I was giving you praise for getting the Patreon set up in the way that you want. And then I was shifting to highlight that I actually started to work on the scripts for the Healing Hub. The URL is hub.wehealthatshit.com. It's just the plain scripts, but it's not the directory, if you will. So there are a couple of directory plugins that I'm reviewing and auditing. The hopes and the goals is to have different type of directories. So if I am able to do one for one sector, then I'm able to replicate the process with ease with another sector. So I'm currently reviewing that and doing a price cost analysis on what's going to be the best plan to do. And then once I figure that out, then it's the launch time for that. So I am glad that you did uplift that with the Healing Hub. And the goals is to have Heal That Shit not just be a place where our podcast lives, but a place where people can get resources such as our book list that's currently there, our music playlist that's there, and any other resource or things that are created in this journey to help people heal, because we've both been through some very interesting times. And our love for people, going back to your point where you were saying that your mental health provider was like, you care too much. Like, same, felt, heard. I care so much. And going back to when I was sharing my transparency moment of like, I'm so invested in Hillsborough County, although there are some people that don't want me to be invested in it. Mm-hmm. And then seeing what is actually happening to it is like, a lot of the stuff I've said before. So
yeah,
what do you want me to do other than y'all got it? And continue to just operate in my giftings and do the things that God has called me to do, such as make music, such as do webinars and presentations about social media safety, such as helping these businesses transform and coaching people on their life journey, particularly if they've been through heartbreak and divorce and public humiliation. Cool, child. Because I'll tell you, public humiliation and dealing with that piece alone, and having to build your confidence back, that is a journey in itself. That self-love journey is tough. It's hard. And I'm being very vulnerable to take a moment of privilege to say that I wish that I didn't go through what I went through. But this is why I'm also very quiet about certain matters, because I know what it's like of having your picture and your situation posted all on the internet where people are framing narratives that may or may not be true. And then people who've caused the harm that are celebrating and making light of the matter as if it's a joke or a game. So you can visit me at my website at www.biancagoolsby.com, because I'm out here snitching, holding people accountable, and also holding space. And amen. Collectively here, we're healing that shit. And then you can also go to wehealthatshit.com.
Ding! Commercial break.
This podcast is sponsored by Make Snitching Great Again. MSGA, baby. Enough is enough. And it's time for accountability, transparency, and integrity. It's time to snitch. Save 11% by using coupon code HEALTHATSHIT. Visit us online by visiting snitchwithus.org.
The room. He sees it all, no need to assume. My praises.
And yeah, you all can find me at KimberlynJackson.com. And similarly, as you mentioned with Heal That Shit, of wanting it to be a hub, the same with Minding My Black Ass Business. Right now, there is merch that lives there. So feel free to go there and get that merch. But eventually, it will be a place for people to really figure out how to mind their Black ass business. And what that means is, y'all got it. I'm about to go find my peace. That's what that means. So definitely get connected there. And on YouTube, we are almost at 1,500 subscribers. So I'm so excited about that. And our people are finding us. So if you are somebody who has... or wanting a platform between the two of us, both of us have podcasting networks that you can get plugged into. If you are wondering what that looks like and sounds like, please do connect with us. Leave us a comment, you know, let us know that you are listening, because we are definitely working feverishly to make sure that we have the different types of infrastructure to be able to support folks. So tap in, you know, tap in. We're both very good at what we do. And we also have very different skill sets, you know. So Bianca be over there killing it in that world of tech and websites and social media and all of that. When I tell you, girlfriend, production, honey, girlfriend, that is where she lives. And for me, you know, it really is that introspective work and finding your voice and thinking about what that looks like. So I said all that to say we are availing ourselves, and the easiest ways that you can do that is making sure that you're connected in community with us. So here at Heal That Shit, as well as in our individual Patreons and such and so. So, having said that, I don't think I have anything else. Let's look and make sure. Nope, that's all I got. So we're back, what, in 2 weeks? And that is October. Oh, well, this is going to premiere later. I was about to say October 29th. We record this on Wednesdays. So today is Wednesday, but it airs on Saturdays. So what's two Saturdays from now?
Halloween.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. The 31st.
Cute. Oh, you know what I need to do is I need to start getting my altar ready, my ofrenda ready for Dia de los Muertos. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about it, but I got pictures I need to print out, and I need to find a flower market so that I can really get started on the ofrenda. So I'll be able to report on the next episode where I am with building my ofrenda, because I have some additional pictures that I can put on this year of my great grandparents. And I also have one of my biological father's mother, my paternal grandmother. I found a picture of her as well. I was doing research the other day, just every so often. I'd be like, who am I? But I ran across some obituaries and some additional information about my ancestors. So anyway, I'm really excited to get my ofrenda together. So I'll be excited to talk about that next time.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, I just want to uplift to the people that are watching this and recognizing that there's a lot of stuff that's going on. I just want to just take a moment of privilege just to uplift you and to provide a safe space. And we are here to provide a safe space for you, because it is a lot, and it is going to continue to be a lot. We're not even year one of the administration for those folks that are in the United States. And that's where a lot of my advocacy work comes from, is in the United States, and particularly in the state of Florida, just because of my roots and the things that I have still invested there But I pray that there is some type of solution that will come. But I'm going to just look at the 1%, the folks that own and control and have the power to make different choices and decisions, because we ultimately know that there's a profit in the problem. And until that is addressed and handled, then we're going to continue to see what is happening, unfortunately. And we have to protect our peace out here and what we consume and what has our time and attention and energy. And to what the conversation was 2 weeks ago about energy audit, but also a village audit and conducting a digital audit and all of those things. I'm preparing to have a workshop that talks about a digital audit and protecting yourself online, particularly for those that are vocal online that might have their information on directories if they Google, where their information might be right, wrong, and different. But there are ways to flag content on the internet to have it taken down for removal. And there are certain processes and steps in order to do that. So I'm going to be amplifying that, and I will make sure that I uplift that in the Heal That Shit newsletter. So please go to our website, wehealthatshit.com, so that you can see the different things that me and Kim are doing independently and collectively as it relates to healing work and just advocacy and protecting you, because you matter, you are important, you are enough. And I just wanted to take a moment to uplift that.
Thank you for that. Because I also need to get those dates on my calendar. So, wonderful. All right, y'all. Well, you know, we giving it everything we got. All right, we giving it everything we got. And thank y'all for being here and a part of the community. Share with somebody. Tell somebody about it. Like the video if you haven't done so already. Subscribe, comment, you know, talk to us. Let us know what's up. Join the newsletter, you know, connect so that you're not out here trying to figure things out on your own.
Connect with us. We are here for you. Heal that shit. You ready for the closer?
We ready for the closer. Bye, y'all.
Bye.